The Pinder Report, brought to you by Motorworks. Don't trust your BMW to just anyone. Motorworks has the latest BMW tools and software for diagnostics and repairs without dealers' prices. On 51st Ave, 3rd Street Southeast.
Ryan Pinder.
Ryan Pinder.
Ryan Pinder.
Waivers, taxi squads, cuts, firings in the NFL, coronavirus, it's all inside the Pinder Report. We start, though, with the Calgary Flames, gentlemen. Decision day yesterday. Final scrimmage was on Monday. What are they going to do? How many on the taxi squad? What about Shillington on waivers? Who's going to take Derek Ryan? Well, fear not, friends. The 20-man roster is set to start the season for the Flames. They will use a 5-man taxi squad, at least out of the gate. No spare players. The bare minimum for a game day would be 20. 12 forwards, 6D. Two goaltenders. No surprises. The 12 forwards, at least to start, everyone we've been talking about, minus Derek Ryan, who's on the taxi squad. And the blue line, the six we've been talking about, minus Shillington, who's on the taxi squad. And, of course, your two goalies, there was never a doubt. Markstrom and Riddick will start the season in net. The pairs up front we've been getting familiar with. There's been a lot of time. Tkachuk and Lindholm have spent together. Ditto, Mangiapane, Backlund, also Monahan, Gaudreau still together, and it seems like Sam Bennett at center ice to start the season could be a thing. He and Lucic had that great playoff run together. Would they start together? Or do we see Ryan right back into the lineup tomorrow night anyway, coming off the taxi squad? We shall see. Zach Rinaldo also cleared waivers. He joins the taxi squad, and Connor Mackey's made the team. The team with the taxi squad, and it'll be on said taxi squad. He looks like he'll start the season serving as the team's seventh defenseman. Deming, your third goalie. Do we expect Ryan in, Dino, on tomorrow night? I mean, they can do that. That's kind of the idea.
I kind of do, I think.
Yeah.
I kind of think that they might swap he and Nordstrom, depending. I don't know.
Sure.
Because, again, there's no... If you were going to do it, now's the time to do it. You don't have to worry about waivers and that. And I'm sure it might go a little ways in trying to... if there's some hurt feelings, to maybe kind of tap those down a little bit for Derek Ryan, because the guy can't be happy. Of course, you're going to make the same money. And don't worry, like Treliving tried to paint it yesterday. You're a member, everyone's a member of the Flames. So yeah, but there's the team, and then there's the taxi squad.
Yeah, he can still play all 56 in theory. There's nothing saying he won't with that. But also, every day he's not on the NHL roster, they're accruing cap space.
So let me ask you this. If things were not the way they are, and it probably he would be the extra forward, would it have been the same way?
If who was the extra forward?
I'm just saying, if roster sizes, you weren't going to just keep 20 if there was no taxi squad.
Right,
we were in a regular.
He's making the 12 team. I think. No, never mind 13. It's just that this taxi squad allows teams to game the cap a little. And when you only have less than a quarter of a million of cap space to start the year, you're going to try to get as much as you can. So mm-hmm. they, I believe, have 10 games or 30 days to put them back and forth as they please, after which you'd have to clear waivers again. So it's not all year necessarily, and he might not get through waivers later in a year when injuries happen and cap space opens up for other clubs. But to start, they have the flexibility with Ryan to move him back and forth.
Do you think he goes?
Yeah, I think you do. I think he's their best option at fourth line center. So, yeah, I do.
Got to tell Benny he's not playing center again.
Well, you know.
Benny, I got some good news.
This year we're going to give him a defined role.
You're playing. Just you're playing back in the wing.
Let's see. Let's see. Not expecting the Flames to use such a small roster the whole year, Dean. We talked about it a little earlier. They will use their taxi squad to provide insurance from COVID, but they don't really need that yet, given that they can just move an AHLer from Calgary onto the taxi squad like that. Once the players get to Stockton, you end up getting into quarantines and massive delays. That's when I would expect to see a bigger roster of 22, maybe 23 guys, plus a full taxi squad. We'll see. We'll see. The date on that, by the way, is Feb 5, if it happens or where it happens. It's supposed to be Stockton.
Now, just for clarity, and this is for me because I missed him, and I don't know if you had. Did you have Buddy Robinson on the taxi squad?
I did not mention his name.
And that's on me. There. He is there as well. Buddy Robinson the third, apparently. He is the third.
Not even, yeah. There you go.
He's so the third?
There's three of them. Yeah. There's three of them. Two pre-buddies before this iteration. So, yeah, they are at the full six.
It's a bloody about it.
Mackey, Ryan, Ronaldo, Robinson, Shillington, Domingue. So there
full
you go.
Taxi. Yeah. Full taxi, full cap game. If they could keep it this way for the whole season, they'd clear up $2 million in cap space. And that's a significant player at the deadline, isn't it? Now they won't necessarily be able to do that, but that you can see what they're trying to accomplish if you look at it that way, right?
Yeah.
Because right now you can't add a player for $233,000 of cap space, which is where they would be at if they had 23 and no taxi squad. The seasonal by the way, practice this morning. We'll see what lines look like. Mm. We've seen that rotating cast of guys on the right side of the pairs we've come to know. Where is Dubé? Where is Levo? Where is Simone? Where is Nordstrom? Where is Bennett, if Ryan's in? So we'll look for that this morning before their flight to Winnipeg.
That's it! Back to Winnipeg!
Yeah, back where they were for the play-in series.
I know what I would like to see. I know what I would like.
Well, tell me.
Give me some Dubé with that Lindholm-Kachuk trio. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Get him right in
I would
in
like
there.
To see him there or with Monahan and Gaudreau. Mm-hmm. That's, like, utilize that guy's skill, speed, and puck-carrying ability. Go.
I know that we're somewhat excited or whatever for Josh Levo, but for you'd be fine with Backlund and Mangiapane. I'm fine with that.
Yeah,
I'm okay with that.
Played that role before in terms of more of a checking line, for sure.
But I want Dubé in that top six. Let's go.
Yep, cool. With you on that. Season starts tonight. Here are your five games. 3:30, Penguins, Flyers, like that. Flyers, slight favorites, Dean, if you want Penguins getting...
Oh. Have you become a D-gen? Like,
I looked at the odds. It's just info, you know. Collect information, make better decisions. The Habs and the Leafs. Leafs are minus -135.
Because I feel like a lot of these numbers are either off the top of your head or something you've made definite notes of.
Now, if you're looking for value, how about this? The Stanley Cup champs in their season opener the next year have lost 7 of their last 10. And the Lightning are minus -240. So would you jump on the Hawks? Oilers are favored against the Canucks. We've got news on the Canucks later on that's not good for them in the short term. Oilers slight favorites at home. And the Avs minus -145 to the Blues. But might take a little shot at the Blues there. We'll see. Other news from yesterday, it was a massive waiver day. Remember yesterday we were talking about 130 players on waivers? Just 4 claims. Lucas Spezza.
Yeah.
Who does he have nude photos of? Oh, he's going to Nashville. Okay. Eric Comrie to New Jersey. Now, that was something we were looking for. New Jersey needed a goalie after Corey Crawford retired very quickly. He did the old Abe Simpson, come on in, take your hat off, go grab your hat, go right back out. Thanks for signing. See you later. Have a good one, guys. I'm gone.
Was he whistling while he did it? Was Crawford whistling like Abe?
Yeah. He was muttering about wooden coins. Eric Comrie, he's got obviously the best shot at being the backup to Blackwood after the claim. Anton Forsberg returns to Carolina. He did the same Abe Simpson routine in Edmonton, right back to where he was a year ago. And Rudolph Balcer is back to where he was. He was part of that Carlson deal, San Jose and Ottawa. And now he's back in San Jose after a waiver claim. Those are the only 4. We were worried about Shillington and Ryan. Well, some people were. Didn't happen.
Didn't happen.
Other news around the league. The Bruins are going to retire Willie O'Ree's number 22, Feb 18th in Boston in 1958. He was the first black player to play in the league. Good on the Bruins for doing that. Canucks have signed former Flame Travis Hamonic. Now, remember last year? I think the Flames probably have room for one of Brody or Hamonic. And midseason, I think the parties are talking. We'll see what an extension looks like. Maybe 3-4 years, somewhere in that, 3 to 4.5 range. 1.125 for Hamonic. 1-year deal.
Whether or not there was anything to it, we had heard a 4x4 being kind of thrown around. Now, that could have been an absolute pipe dream by the agent. But a Hamonic extension was going to cost to the tune of 4 years at $4 million per.
Safe to say there wasn't any midseason conversations about a 1-year, $1.25 million deal. That the money was likely triple and the term 3 to 5 years.
Canucks ecstatic, I would think. How bad can he be for $1.25 million?
Oh, that is a miss.
What's the miss?
Explain.
The agent?
Well,
the agent.
Both. The Flame, like, if the Flames get at him for that, other teams, I mean, I think that's huge value at 1.25, but I feel sick for him.
Yeah. Ditto for Sammy Vatanen, who wanted to get $4 to $5 million and 4 to 5 years on October the 9th and ended up settling a one-year $2 million deal. Play well and you're back in the market. That's the good news.
Because remember when Hammond... Remember in New York, Hamonic, it was this what a bargain, this low cap hit. He's could be making far more. Finally gets to the market and takes a $2 million pay cut.
And didn't get turned.
Whoops.
So now
it ain't
going
to go up.
Well.
I'm sorry. He's getting older. Next year ain't going to be better for him.
And like Burke tells us every time we have him on, the cap's not going up, boys. The cap's not going up. Not like there's going to be a
probably 4 or 5 years.
Ton of more money out there. So yeah, I do feel for him for sure.
And I hate to open the bag up for Pinder's backpack, but his opinion of the Tanev deal was already in question, and now I'm just wondering what that means for poor Chris Tanev as far as Ryan Pinder's backpack goes.
Back. Stay healthy, play well. We won't have to talk about it, but that's been harder and harder as he's aged.
I don't know if he plays, even if he plays well, $3 million more?
Oh, no, there's no question. If you were willing to wait until a week ago to sign Sammy Vatanen, sure. But it's just tough to imagine a GM playing a game of chicken with one right-shot defenseman for 3 months of free agency.
If prior on the eve of free agency, if Hamonic said, look, I want to stay, let's do 1 year at 1.25. Like, the Flames doing that, right? Like, the Flames, yes, okay, sounds great.
Yeah, these are not the deals that were on the table in October, not even November, probably not even December. Yeah. We're in January, and I need a job. Get me into the league so I can get back to where I need to be. The good news is going to be paired with Quinn Hughes, who played with Tanev and got him that big deal. So maybe it happens again.
Maybe.
Other news, Marcus Foligno in the Wild, a 3-year extension, $9.33 million. Yes, he's the brother. Keith Yandel's Ironman's streak is in jeopardy, Dean. Three seasons remaining at $6.35 million. Full no move. 34 years old. And had 45 points in less than 70 games last year. That sounds like a power play specialist, but his 866 consecutive games, the longest active Ironman streak in the league, and fourth longest of all time, looks like it's going to be coming to a halt soon as they're set to healthy scratch the veteran defender with only around $19 million owed left on the deal.
And I feel like it's not Yandel because he's making 6.35, barring a buyout of some sort. But he's making his money. I feel badly for him that the Ironman thing has to come to an end, because it's going to. But at the same time, if you are Florida, and I kind of believe, because what is it, Bill Zito's the GM there now? Kind of feel like he's maybe got a bit of a...
Not his deal.
An image as to what he wants his team to look like. And I can understand why it might not include Keith Yandel at 6.35, but... Yeah. I don't know. Those are the hard conversations that need to be had.
The problem is you can't put that anywhere.
No.
You can't even put him on the taxi squad and save $1 million of cap space. He's going to move.
No, you need him to...
You're stuck with that. Sorry, Bill.
Buffling himself or something.
Yeah.
Just quit.
Can't even send him to the minors like Louis Erickson. Well, the Canucks, I guess, aren't doing that either.
No, yeah.
Eugene Melnyk had a lovely couple tweet fails yesterday. I don't know if you saw that.
My name is Eugene.
Eugene.
Hey. Yes, just hours after tweeting about a very, very robust health plan and stiff protocols to get as many as 6,000 fans into the archaic library in Canada, Eugene was deleting tweets, backpedaling, and talking about now is not the time. Just another day in Ottawa and a very, very functional organization, Dean.
Hey, what's happening?
Eugene's got a Eugene. That's what he's got to do.
Shooting for the Stanley Cup.
Love
no
it.
Less.
That's right. Yeah, no less. Yeah. No less than the Stanley. You might be the worst team in the league.
I feel like the only thing Eugene hasn't done is like hold a press conference in front of a Four Seasons landscaping place and have ink running down the side of his face. Like, that's all he needs now to be a complete buffoon. That's all he needs now.
It's going to be tough to eclipse the entire hockey world's focused on this centennial outdoor game, and you talk about moving your franchise, but if anyone could do it, it would be Eugene.
He's a cool dude in a loose mood.
Hey, two ginger ale for my girl.
Ginger ale.
Yeah. I think he has a tanning bed at home, too. That profile, he's very, very swarthy. Getting lots of sun. Healthy. Vitamin D, Dean. Mm-hmm. Good for you. Coronavirus, we're going to be talking about it. Over 12,000 tests have been administered by the league during training camps, December 30 to Jan 11. Here's your data. 9 out of 31 teams have had the virus around. Dallas Stars, hardest hit by a mile. They've got 17 players alone getting positives. The good news, most of them are asymptomatic and players are recovering without complication. Their first three games wiped from the slate so far. They had a back-to-back with Florida and a back-to-back with Tampa. The first three of those four games gone. They're hoping to play next Tuesday. That's the second of two against Tampa Bay. Canucks won't be bringing Jordy Benn or JT Miller to Alberta. They're already here. They're playing the Oilers tonight. They're not here. Opening road trip. Coronavirus fears. Sounds like Jordy Benn. Uh-oh. And JT Miller was rooming up with them in Vancouver. Both in quarantine. Could be at least a week and maybe two before they return to the lineup. Miller's an integral part of that team. Traded a first to get him. Big part of their top six. And Jordy Benn, well, he's on the team.
So, when reached for comment, the mother, Heather Benn, says she's very proud of Jamie, but says sometimes she wishes he had a brother.
Feels harsh.
And get used to it, right? This is how it's going to be. Teams are going to show up in visiting cities like, oh, where's so-and-so?
Jordy Benn, definitely not Jamie.
Oh, dear.
Don't ask.
More info coming today, says Jimbo.
It's not important.
Have to check in with Jimbo later.
Yeah.
NFL, more firings.
You're fired!
Just a few days removed from an anemic performance against the Rams, Seattle offensive coordinator Brian Schottenheimer. Well, it was philosophical differences, Dean, as he parts ways with the Ocean Birds. Meanwhile, their GM, John Schneider, extended through 2027. Oh, there's some job security.
Isn't that Bo Duke? From the Dukes of Hazzard, John Schneider, isn't that?
There is a resemblance there. Yes,
that's Luke's brother. Nicely. Yeah. Or were they cousins? Were Bo and Luke Duke brothers, and Daisy was the cousin? How does that work?
Don't be kissing your cousin.
Come on, Red, help me out.
I believe that is correct, Dean.
They were the good old boys, never meaning no harm. I know that for sure. Mm-hmm. And Roscoe couldn't stand him. And don't get the boss hog going about the Duke boys. But I can't really. I don't recall how that works.
All it took was the Detroit Lions expressing interest in the GM,
John Schneider,
and then he got his new deal.
Sorry.
He and Pete Carroll, 11 years together, nine trips to the postseason. That's an impressive run, punctuated with a Super Bowl win in there, too.
Should have had two, maybe.
Maybe use Marshawn Lynch from the one. There's a chance you could have two, yeah. Better than a coin toss, I'd suggest.
Sneaky attack.
And meanwhile, in Chicago, it appears the Bears are poised to keep head coach Matt Nagy and GM Ryan Pace in the fold for the 2021 season. The Bears were a schizophrenic 8-8 this year. They started 5-1 before losing 6 in a row. And then they righted the ship just in time to make the playoffs where they were pounded by the Saints. But there's still going to be major change for the organization. They reportedly, it's hard to say it, will seek a new starting quarterback. Mitch Trubisky.
Yeah.
The new quarterback they'll be looking for. And the Bears will be saying goodbye to defensive coordinator Chuck Pagano. He retires after 18 years of coaching in the NFL. The last two running that Bears defense. 6 years. He was the head coach of the Colts.
He was a treat. His press conferences were always great.
One, he famously had to recover from, I believe, was it cancer early his Indianapolis career? And that opened the door for Frank Reich, I think. Or was it Frank Reich or somebody else? But yeah, it's quite a road. 18 years. Good for him. Kick your feet up. Do nothing for a while. Those coaches work too hard. NBA, few notes here.
Basketball, give me the ball because I'm going to dunk it.
He's going to dunk it. Still no timetable for a Kyrie Irving return to the Nets lineup. NBA is investigating videos of the star guard gathering at a party without a mask. It was not a flat earth convention, Dean, but apparently a birthday party for a family member. He's missed the last three games for personal reasons. Yeah, last night he missed two. And, that league fine of $50,000 really going to sting. I'm sure he's got one of those coming. Two games canceled tonight. Magic, Celtics, Jazz, Wizards won't play. And there's more games this week where there's looking like they probably won't play as well. Already six games postponed in the NBA. Six. Doubleheader tonight on Sportsnet 360. Bucks, Pistons at 5. Pelicans, Clippers at 8. And, finally we do have some positive news about fans returning to sport. As April 5th to 11th, we'll head down to Georgia.
Yeah.
Check in where Dustin Johnson will be looking to defend his first green jacket.
That's right. Emotional one for Dustin, as I recall last year.
Augusta National set to allow limited patrons for the 2021 Masters this spring. I'd love to go. And if they're looking for volunteers, Rhett and I'd be happy to have some of those comfy fold-up chairs and a cooler full of beer. Put us on any hole. Yes. We're here to help.
What if you had to hold one of those quiet signs, holding up the quiet signs?
Would no,
you
do I'd rather sit and drink beer.
I can't
Let's
do it.
Shoulder dream here.
Shoulder? Yeah.
Maybe a cheese pimento sandwich.
But your arms are so long, Rhett. Like everyone would see it. He's so high.
I can't get him up there.
Too thirsty to hold that sign that
I
high.
I can't. I got one bad armpit. I can't wash it. Can't get over there.
You what?
Don't want to smell that. Put your arm down. Wow. That's your Pinder Report.
The Pinder Report. Brought to you by Motorworks. Don't trust your BMW to just anyone. Motorworks has the latest BMW tools and software for diagnostics and repairs without dealer's prices. On 51st Ave and 3rd Street Southeast.
Rhett, are you ever going to go and get the thing out of the garage? I asked you to move that thing.
Yeah, I asked you to take that to the post office. It needs to get in the mail this week. I'm going to get there on time, man. Son of a bitch. Rhett, did you call your brother? He called here 5 times. I'm sick of him calling here. He's trying to get out.